Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First and goal, toss play, McCaffrey, blockers in front, breaks a tackle, touchdown, Christian McCaffrey, the cherry on top for the San Francisco 49ers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
McCaffrey!
Oh, yeah,
same
side.
Kugler and Johnston. Fox. Fox Sports. 925 is clearly directed at you.
Well, I'm shook, but I should tell you why. Go ahead.
Why are you shook?
Somebody sent something to me on Twitter. I'll read it to you.
I don't want to double up then. It says, I hate the mindset of shut the guy down just because you're scared.
No, that don't hurt.
Just because you're scared.
But, Stani, this was sent from one of my fans on Twitter, Bazanga1769. This was an hour ago. Goo. Oh. Don't ever beg for credit. When did I do that?
You always do.
Oh, Snotty, stop.
No.
It comes naturally, and then I'll point it out.
To beg for it?
Well, victory laps are begging. We all do it.
Yeah.
Look at dude, come on now.
I mean, if victory laps were real, I'd be in the best shape of my life. No doubt about
it. It's been a little while, Snotty, seriously.
Since what?
You've taken one.
You'd be in trouble today.
You ain't having
how
a good
figure?
Year.
You
remember
you
a couple
about?
Years ago, boy, I'd never wanted
what
to tell you.
What are you talking about?
You had a great year.
Yeah.
Just some stuff.
Okay, let me if
that
I'm
quarterback controversy take skidding halt after the first lap.
Didn't get off the ground.
What quarterback controversy?
Mac and Brock.
Okay.
Look at
you guys, oh, my God. Are you guys desperate? Now you're making stuff up. Unbelievable.
Can't do it.
Oh, my man.
No, so last week I wasn't like, Brock's got to play if he's healthy. That didn't come out of my mouth 19 times.
You know, Stein, you don't have to defend me.
I won't.
Got you, baby.
I won't. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
He's got to look at his numbers and
he got to be feeling good. What's up, Leroy?
I'm feeling good, Goo. What's up, Steiny? I am feeling good, man. Hey, Goo. You ask where the energy is, right?
Yes, sir.
It's here with me.
Hold on.
Where the 49ers are. But, Goo, I mean, who can have more energy than you, man? I mean, if you're gauging it off your energy, who can have more energy than you? But here it is, Goo.
Give it to me.
The energy level with me, it's not real high.
Mm. Okay.
Why not?
No, his phone was messing up.
Yeah, Stanley. Okay.
You take a crack
What's
at it like
on?
A pinata. What do you I think it's the
Leroy,
weather.
Call back. We're getting this clicking thing.
There's only one answer, right? Why do you think it's not high? You
the phone the company? I don't know.
No,
why
that's
it's clicking?
No, the energy.
Oh.
It's the defense. Why can't you enjoy getting there knowing you shouldn't really be getting there with all the injuries? So it's a kudos to everybody and the coaching staff. But, Stanley, you really think
this.
Niner fan is so spoiled?
Yes. Not all of them, but certainly a percentage of 49er fans don't believe this team has a realistic shot at winning a Super Bowl. I'm one of them. I'm not a fan, but I don't think they have a realistic chance of winning the Super Bowl. But I can look at this team and say, I just don't think they're that good, but let's keep playing and see.
Isn't that fun, though? Sometimes seasons are fun.
Not for everybody.
2022, who saw the Warriors winning? Nobody. That's what made it special to me. We kept saying, yeah, this thing, you know, the other shoe's going to drop, Stoney, but I get it. It's not everybody, but man, sometimes, and you know I'm a diehard, Stoney, sometimes it's fun when you're not part of the haves and you're kind of trying to shock the world with everything they've had to endure, and now you're 7-4 in the seventh spot right now.
Right.
With George Kittle, Brock Purdy, McCaffrey, Pearsall. Like, sometimes, Stoney, I think this is more exciting in a crazy sense. I'm not getting that.
Yeah. It's not more exciting than
knowing that you can't stop Josh Allen if you had to go up against him.
Like, I absolutely believe the Niners, if they make the playoffs, they can win a game. I just don't see how they can run the table with this team.
Well, you take it game by game.
Right, but I know you take it game by game, but I don't see how they can. They're probably not winning the division, so they're not getting a bye.
Yeah, that ship sailed.
Okay, so they're first. I mean,
they're on the road wherever but who you feel like you're home just to be a part of the tournament. And I'll tell you what,
and that's where I think we're mistaken a little, like making the playoffs for a segment of 49er fans. Doesn't mean much. I hate to say it, but I never paint all fans with a broad brush. But yeah, I think there's some spoiled 49er fans that look at this team and just I'll watch, but
even after a 6-11 campaign, even after that was just last year. That didn't shake you to where okay, I can get with this. This is cool, and I don't know if we can win one game or two games. If we get into the postseason.
Or none. Or none. Like, I can't be a fan for fans. Like, I get both sides.
Well, there would be no game then, yeah.
I mean, if I'm a 49er fan, my attitude right now is, what the hell?
Don't you feel like you're playing with house money in a sense?
No.
See, when I look at this offense,
I'll tell you why. Because if you don't make the playoffs, then it's disappointing. Mm. I'm sorry. It is.
Nah, and I get that, but those are called standards. Shout out Kawakami. I used that last week, Stoney, but those are called standards, and it's good to have them. But I'm telling you, I'm watching football yesterday. Not a lot of points being scored, but the bottom line is, if Brock is who you think he is, and now I'm up in here telling you, you know what? I rode the roller coaster of Mac Jones. I liked it. I rode it twice. Even got in line the third time. But it's apparent to me, Stoney, Brock looks for that home run.
Oh.
And now I think if things go well with Pearsall, I won't even say new Kittle, but Kittle just balling like he is along with McCaffrey. Who's to say, and mixed sprinkled in with Jennings, when it comes go time, if you had that game, maybe the offense could win you that game.
They can win you a game. I don't think they can win you three or four. Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing? Philmo Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, sir. No, I'm chilling, man. I mean, I look at it like I was kind of disappointed in Shasky this morning because Shasky is so down on the like the secondary and the defense.
But he put up a video yesterday. He was happy, Mike, I thought.
I don't know. He's down up in Stout. He's always Stout is a solid player, man. He's like a dog. You know what I'm saying? Renaldo Green, he has, you know, they're picking on him. You know, you don't get a good pass rush, you're not going to look like an all-pro every time. But I think Renaldo Green is a solid player for us. We've been playing good, playing decent football. I like to see the young players evolve. They get a chance to do that. I'm mad that Tatum Bethune got hurt. There's that Eddie P got injured as well. We probably have to sit him until after the bye. But overall, Steiny, It's totally disrespectful to say that we don't respect this season. I mean, I'm just sitting here. I'm loving the season. I said this earlier. This is a very fun season, a very fun team. I like to see how they're responding and how they're reacting, and they're growing week by week. Alfred Collins, C.J. West made some plays. The pickup that they got made a play or two. So I'm very encouraged. They only gave up 22 points. He threw the ball 47. He had 47 completions. Yeah, that's a bad thing, but they only got 22 points.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and then we play the Panthers next week. We should be able to handle the Panthers, but you never know. So it's like you just have to go into the games and just, you know, each week is a season. Harbaugh used to say that each week is a season.
I like that.
We just got to play for each week. We have to play for each week. We don't know who we're going to face. People say, whoever's good, Josh Allen. Oh, you just said this, Guru. Oh, you may not have a defense that can stop Josh Allen. Who cares? We may have a team that can beat their team.
Mm.
So that's the point. It's not about beating the players. It's about beating the team. So I don't know, man. I'm loving this season.
There you go, Mike. That's two calls in a row. You and Leroy. Mike, I've been wanting to ask you something, so this is not bad. Just real quick here. I've noticed that you ain't hitting the spots like you used to. Is that because you're working, or am I looking at it wrong and I'm missing the videos on IG?
Oh, no. I'm hitting the spots. I am working. I'm very, you know, my solar thing. I'm doing my thing. If y'all need solar, tap in. But
I
got a party actually this Saturday. This Saturday I got a party in the city, 1217 Lounge, 1217 Sutter Street.
Let's go.
Big shout out to my guy Zaki. He's the owner there. I got a party there. If y'all want to pull up, have a good time. Steiny, you always invited.
What time?
You know what I'm saying? 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, be in the building. You get twerked on.
Let's do it. Come on, Steiny. Saturday, baby. I'm going to talk him into it, Mike. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Mike. Thanks for the call. You know,
not AM.
I know. I'm
PM.
I'm more of a darty guy.
My man said what time? Nighttime. Oh, boy. Dude, are you? I got to ask this time. You sent some videos to Evan and I.
Yeah.
Not you were getting after it because that could mean the wrong thing. But you were having some fun in the bayou and you're not tired at all. I got to commend you.
No, it
takes a little light, but other than that, you look fine, man.
What'd you say?
I said your takes are a little light, but other than that, you look fine.
Well, my takes are just, don't mix my consistent takes. Consistent takes. That's what gets you by in this business.
Stop!
You don't want to be like the weather.
Dude, you should have heard Fitz Friday.
What was he doing?
The game. We got to talk about Steph at some point, Stoney. Two back-to-back games and said it to – he's ours, and he's nobody else's. And I'm believing again.
Oh, boy.
But I already know the script.
So
Steph's got to go berserk.
This is unbelievable.
We're back, baby. We got action.
No, I'm not opening this can right now. Don't worry.
No, you don't have to. He is truly incredible.
You're the worst.
Now tell me how, man. Come on, I predicted Western Conference.
Because on Wednesday they stunk. After they lost to the Thunder, they stunk. They were going nowhere.
But now you're putting
right, and now it's 4 days later. See, here now, we go.
I'm not the internet.
You're worse.
Stop.
You're worse.
Oh boy.
Anyway, so 49ers get a nice win, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM. And HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting for the Laughing Monk Studios. By the way, Mike.
Filmo.
Mike, I've been very careful about this. I'm not saying all 49er fans. I'm saying there's a segment of 49er fans that look at this team, the injuries to the defense, and they don't think this team can win a Super Bowl. And they're just not quite as excited.
So a win yesterday is like you're supposed to do that.
Well, because they were. I mean, they are supposed to do that, and they did it. And that's the point. They're 7-4, and I mean, they win Monday against the Panthers.
Man, it's going to be a meaningful game.
Now they're sitting pretty.
Them, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what Caroline is all about.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because I have a feeling.
But you might be disappointed. I just want to put it in that disclaimer.
No, I think no.
They pulled out a game yesterday in Atlanta. Your boy, he got in, Kurt.
So we're talking about Mac Jones, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones. And, I mean, this season has been – where was I? Oh, yesterday I was at my buddy Dana's.
Okay.
And, Jerome came over and MJ and – we're watching the game, and Jerome's not even a huge Niner fan. He likes him.
Mm.
We're watching the game, and he's just like, I'll tell you what. Can we just – Kyle Shanahan's a great coach.
Man.
And I'm like, yeah, Kyle Shanahan is a darn good coach.
And water is wet, man, but he is. Like you, and I still stand now when you're talking about, you know, me over-exaggerating, Stoney, or making something out of nothing. Again, if they do qualify, and the fact that you put the disclaimer on it that you personally would be disappointed just for the team if they didn't make it in the fans. But if they do, I'm still standing on this was a hell of a coaching job.
Yeah, if they make the playoffs.
Man.
Obviously, it's a, you know, to me, it's a successful season. You don't want to miss the playoffs 2 years in a row. You just don't. And especially when you got a lot of younger guys on defense, we love to get those guys some – postseason experience. Let's go to Orlando. Orlando's in San Bruno.
One sec. Okay. Couple of updates from Kyle Shanahan in his conference call, which just started. Tatum Bethune has a high ankle sprain, and Eddie Pinheiro has a hammy. He's week to week. Bethune will miss a couple of weeks.
Dude, has high ankle sprain. Man, that's just...
And they're going to bring in other kickers to look at this week.
I was just going to say that, Evan. Pinheiro. Okay.
Gotcha.
Dude, it's been automatic.
Bears wave Moody yet?
Moody's found a new home.
For now. Kicker's got to rent. They can't buy.
So Bethune is going to miss some time with a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, probably. That's usually a 2 to 4 week job.
It doesn't stop.
Well, I mean.
Wow.
What year's Bethune in? Second?
Yeah, this is his second season.
Gotcha. Let's go to, jump into Orlando. Orlando's in San Bruno. What's up, Orlando?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. What news? You know, hey, Pinheiro, what a tough son of a gun, because you guys are right. He got injured with that missed extra point.
Yep.
You can see his face show expression that there was some kind of, discomfort. The reason why I'm calling to say that, I was very pleasantly surprised that the special teams stepped up.
Mm.
And then that they made interceptions when it counted. And the last thing is, you know, Purdy did very well considering the 6 week absence. And of course, Purdy should feel more comfortable. He's been with the Niners' offensive scheme for much longer than Mac Jones. But I still like Mac Jones' arm. Much stronger. There was a couple of plays Brock Purdy. I'm like, oh, man, you know. But overall, though, he did very well, and I feel comfortable. He's our number one QB. And the Niners are staying in status quo with the 10-7 record. And unfortunately, they burst the bubble. You guys were saying that having PTSD with the Houston Texans, I have PTSD when I see any team running against the Niners team. Have a good day, guys.
All right, back at you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, he just about the kicker. Panero, he did stay in, Donnie, so that happened early. So we'll see what they do there. But he was on fire. But, I mean, man, the run defense doesn't get any better when you're going to miss Bethune, right? Like, I know what 1+1 is, so we'll see who steps up. But, man, just, with this defense the way that it is, you kind of thought he was becoming a staple along with Winters, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's understandable why people would think the defense isn't going to hold up. But the other thing is, could you imagine this defense under Sorensen?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
I feel like Saleh is everything he's been, as advertised.
Right.
I can't imagine the defense could be playing much better than this. Over 11 games, considering how much change in personnel they've had back there.
Yeah.
But, I think it's a great defense? No. But it's a defense that...
And you're not by yourself.
Getting the most out of the guys that are playing.
And that's why, it's NFL football, right? Any given Sunday, Jamie Foxx. But, Sonny, and I'm trying to throw something at the wall, but the fact that this defense as a collective got three turnovers... You kind of hope that might guru won't mean diddly squat when they play Carolina. But Stoney, what if it's on the flip side and, they feel like they got something going and now it's upstairs where they feel like the ball's going to come out or they can get it out or even take it away. Then what are the Niners moving forward if the offense is still doing what it's doing? Then what a defense that is.
I mean, how many interceptions did they have before that game?
It felt like zero. One?
Two?
Yeah.
One or two?
Man.
So I'm going to assume that they're not going to be a team that gets
a
lot of interceptions.
Streak. Right.
But that a lot of that had to do with Arizona and
Jacoby. They got him twice.
Brissett.
Two picks and 57 pass attempts. Good God.
Where was the... All right, let's go to we got time. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Hey, Rich.
Man, Rich,
what's going on, man?
Hey, fellas, long time no talk to, man. Yep. Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, hope you well, baby.
Yep. So, I honestly think everybody should calm down. At the end of the day, Brock Purdy is the guy. Okay, and for a good reason. Okay, you saw him yesterday. You saw how he was able to basically be Brock, produce at a high level. But I will say this much to your question about whether or not if, the defense can hang on in a situation like if they're in a playoff game, I don't think so, because that was a game where really at the end of the day, the Arizona Cardinals just kept shooting themselves in the foot, man. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
17 penalties. That's just you're not going to get a high end playoff team that's going to do that against a Niner defense. Mm. That's just not going to happen. So I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, they got the win and they should because it's Arizona, and they got Carolina and they should get the win there. But if they go into the playoffs the way they're looking right now on defense, no, I don't think they can get two. They probably can get one, but not two games. Thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate you, Rich.
Sounds like Richard Sherman a little bit. Anybody?
No, I'm into that, but not at all, Stoddy. Rich has a different cadence.
Little Richard Sherman?
No, I'm going to stay out of this one.
What, he's scared? Okay, there's a text here for Evan, then, if he wants to play this, from the 510 on the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Hey, Evan, Chargers had a tough road trip to Jacksonville for that 10 a.m. game.
Huh? They did. I told both of you guys that was not going to be a game they were going to win.
Man.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
You want to trade quarterbacks?
Who's mine?
Bro. No, that texter.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm missing Purdy?
I'm assuming.
Oh. So you're saying you still like Justin Herbert?
I think everyone in this market still likes Justin Herbert more than their quarterback, considering they were willing to give him up before he came back and threw three touchdowns yesterday.
Man, I'm not sure what he's... So, are we talking about Trevor Lawrence or Herbert?
Well, he's right there, Ernest, you and him.
Yeah.
Because you are so funny and scary sometimes.
Herbert's having a good year, right?
Yeah, and he has the worst defensive line in football.
Wait.
He's been sacked more than any other quarterback.
Their whole line is porous.
Worse than...
He's been hit more than any quarterback in the league.
Yeah, he's big, though. He's 6'5", so he can take a hit. What, isn't he 6'5"? He's a big boy. Yeah. What are they, 7-4?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. How about your... Hey,
we're in Vegas.
We got a Canadian football game tonight. Who do you like in that one?
Now,
like a CFL game.
What?
Like a Division I AA.
That is so
weird. Kind of like Tulane, Tiny. South Florida tonight.
I think I'm upset lightweight.
Dallas definitely. Against the Raiders.
Quentin Williams.
Where's the game?
Vegas. Remember I did my What's Bugging You Friday, and my buddies are all there now sending me pictures.
Oh, that's right. This is a must win for the Cowboys.
Well, their season's probably dead, but this would kill it. This would kill it.
No. If they win, they're still hanging around.
Gotcha. But if you lose this.
3-5-1?
Yes, you lose this.
You better win this game. You better
Arizona,
win this game.
Last time, man.
Who do I want to see miserable tomorrow, Guru or Spadoni?
I think Spadoni's the type of fan where he's rooting for him to lose. Like, he wants to draft pick.
That is true.
Yeah, his whole life. All right, Shanahan, couple of notes from him, more so. So they were asked specifically about Justin Tucker, bringing him in to kick. Emphatic no from Shanahan. Also, they're not going to open Ayuk's practice window this week.
All right. We can get back.
Yeah.
Well, we're up against it. We can talk about those things on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.